Jesus especially warned us to be ready. Many Christian groups spend their time studying about the details of prophecy. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to Russia and Israel and Iraq, and what the Antichrist is going to be like, and the church is going to be raptured, and all that. But Jesus never concentrated on that. He always said, in relation to second coming, you got to be ready. It doesn't matter if you don't understand all the details of prophecy. If you're ready, you'll be taken up with Him. He said there'll be two people working in the same place. One will go, the other will be left behind. That's literally going to happen. So many things that the Old Testament prophets said, people never believed, but it took place. Even Noah. I don't know whether you know that up until Noah's time, which is about, Noah lived about nearly 2,000 years after Adam, the flood came then, there was no rain that had ever fallen on the earth for 2,000 years. The Bible says in Genesis 2, a mist would go up and water the earth. So when Noah stood up in the streets and preached that rain is going to come, people really thought the guy is crazy. He said, nothing's ever happened like that before. And he kept on preaching that for 120 years. Of course, nothing happened. Then all of a sudden it came. And Jesus said it's going to be like that. His return to earth, when he waits a long time, like he waited a long time in the days of Noah. I've often wondered whether in Noah's time, you know, that only 8 people were saved finally in the last day. And he said, let's get inside the ark. It was only his family. I'm sure he would have had little meetings in his home. And I wondered whether there were some people who heard Noah's preaching and came along to some of the meetings in his home, but then dropped out after a few years and said, well, nothing's happening. This is crazy. I mean, I got a little scared when I heard him preach the other day on the street, and I thought I'd come along for the meeting, but I've been with him for a whole year, and they just talk about being holy, and everybody else in the world seems to be having a good time. Why should I miss out on that? I wonder whether there were people like that who might have been in the ark who dropped out. Well, there's certainly going to be people like that in the church who come along and stay along faithful for a while and then find that I'm missing so much of the good time that people are having in the world. I'm missing what they're having. So they go away. It's exactly what it says here. They were all carrying on as usual, having a good time right up to the day that Noah boarded the ark. They knew nothing till the flood took them away. And in Hebrews, when we read a commentary about Noah's attitude, I mean, the reason why this is important is because Jesus specifically said that the last days, and I'm absolutely convinced in my life that we're living in the last days. I don't have the slightest doubt about it. And, you know, many people have said during past years, Christ is coming and all. But if you read church history, and you read the books written by great godly men through the centuries, I've noticed one thing. In the first century, they spoke a lot about the second coming of Christ. I mean, in the epistles, in the book of Revelation, Christ is coming. I think a lot of people in the first century thought Christ would come right then, because the Roman Empire was so bad. And certainly when Jerusalem was destroyed 40 years after Christ's crucifixion, they really thought Christ is going to come now. But from the second century onwards, that preaching died out. They don't speak much about the coming of the Lord after that, third, fourth, fifth, sixth centuries. There were people who pursued godliness and all that, but the truth of the second coming of Christ was almost not preached. Even Martin Luther, when he brought people back to the truth of justification by faith, he almost never preached about the second coming of Christ. In the 16th century, in the 18th century, John Wesley was a great man of God. And in all his writings, you hardly ever hear preaching on the second coming of Christ. And it's only about 100, 150 years ago that once again, there was a revival on preaching of the second coming of Christ. It was as if God was preparing people. And there's something significant that has happened in our generation that's never happened in 2,000 years. And I want to show you that before I go to Hebrews 11, and that's in Luke's Gospel. Something that Jesus said in Luke's Gospel, and I think it's chapter 21. Verse 24. First he spoke about, verse 20, about Jerusalem being surrounded by armies. Then you know that Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. That happened about 40 years after Christ's crucifixion. I don't know if it's right, but perhaps it's true that God gave all those Jewish people 40 years to repent for crucifying His Son. They didn't repent. Then they were scattered and led captive. Verse 24, all those Jewish people fell by the edge of the sword to the Roman soldiers, and they were led captive into all the nations. That happened 40 years after Jesus said it. And then in 70 AD, the Jewish people were scattered all over the world. And then he said, Jerusalem, which is the capital, will be ruled, trampled down means ruled by, Jerusalem was supposed to be, for the Jewish people, the holiest place on earth where the temple was. It was going to be trampled down by non-Jewish people ruling Jerusalem. That's the Gentiles, means non-Jewish people, until the times of the Gentiles will be fulfilled, and then Jerusalem will come back into the hands of the Jews. Now, Jesus said that in way back, 29 AD. Even when he said it, Jerusalem was not in the hands of the Jews, it was in the hands of the Romans. You read throughout church history, 1st century, 2nd century, 3rd century, never did the Jews get Jerusalem. All through the centuries, different people ruled it. And then the Turkey and the Muslims ruled Jerusalem for a long time. And the British ruled it. And even when the British and the United Nations gave land to Israel, they still didn't get Jerusalem. They finally got it only in 1967. Some of us were alive. From the time that Jesus spoke those words, for more than 1900 years, it was not fulfilled. Many of the other things he spoke about, like wars, earthquakes, famines, that have happened all through the centuries. Maybe it happens a little more now. But this never happened. He said, they'll be scattered through all the nations of the earth. Jerusalem will be ruled by non-Jewish people. But one day, the non-Jewish people will not be ruling it anymore. And that's the time when that time is going to be fulfilled. And then, very soon after that, verse 27, they'll see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. In another place, Jesus compared this to the birth of a child. He said the new earth that's going to be recreated, and the new heavens, the new earth is like a birth of a child. It's something you've got to look forward to, like every mother looks forward to the birth of a child. But he said, just like a mother goes through tremendous pain, I mean, such unbearable pain that some women almost feel like dying just before the childbirth, the Christians will go through a time of pain before this child is born. He said, when you see some of these little things happening, these are the beginning of the birth pains. So Jesus said that Christians will face a time of persecution and tribulation, but it's going to be a very short time. You know, a mother's birth pain doesn't last for months. It's just sometimes just a few hours, and then the baby's born. And then Jesus said, when the baby's born, she completely forgets about her birth pain. She's so delighted. It's going to be something like that. Those are Jesus' exact words. These are the beginning of birth pains. When preparation takes place for the baby to be born. So, I personally believe we are living in such times, and we need wisdom to understand how we should live in this time. Jesus said we got to straighten up and not be like all the others. Because he said, what's going to happen is, verse 32, this generation will not pass away till all these things take place. Now that's my personal conviction. That the generation that sees these things happen is going to be the generation that sees the coming of Christ.